sure in everyone's shul on Shabbos yesterday there was a din whether they say tzedkosch or not. What's the din? Because today is Pesach Sheni. So that's already question number one, if you even say or don't say tachon on Pesach Sheni. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's an entire siman of Shulchan Aruch, siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, that's dedicated to Hilchas Tachanun. And then the Shulchan Aruch tells us which days we don't and which days we do say Tachanun. You can look up and down the list, you're not going to find anywhere where he talks about Pesach Sheni. You will find that in two places the Shulchan Aruch talks about not saying Tachanun on Lag B'Omer. That's recorded. Two places, once in Hilchas Tachanun, Kuf Lamed Aleph, and one is in Hilchas Lag B'Omer. So in Hilchas Sfira, sorry, Mechel Kedem Mishtaburi talks about it. But the Pesach Sheni is not on the list. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, it's a Pella. It's almost like a Pella that everyone left off Pesach Sheni on the list. So the part of the answer is when it's omitted from the list, there's a reason why it's omitted from the list. So in the Litzvisha circles, it's always been the practice to say Tachon on Pesach Sheni. It's only the more Hasidic circles where they don't say Tachon on Pesach Sheni. But points out Reb Shlomo Zalman, what about Erev Pesach Sheni? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, why don't we say Tachon on the Erev of something? Because usually Jewish holidays start in the evening, and Mincha is the Tefillah HaSamuchlo. Let's say, for example, on Friday. So Friday night is Shabbos. Shabbos is not a day for Tachanun. And the Mincha HaSamuchlo, we don't say Tachanun either. But Tanya Reb Shlomo Zalman, there is no such Yom Tov called Yom Tov HaPesach Sheni. If you look in the Pasuk and Parshas B'Haloyischa, the whole Yom Tov was only when they brought the Karban Pesach, Bein Arabayim. Bein Arabayim means after Chatzos. So argued Reb Shlomo Zalman, why would you not say Tachanun? Why would you not say Tachanun Erev Pesach Sheni? Even best case scenario is you don't say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni in the morning. Why? Because Shacharis is close to Mincha, and in the afternoon was the quote unquote Yom Tov, and therefore says Reb Shlomo Zalman, at best you shouldn't be saying Tachanun at Shacharis, but he sees no reason not to say Tachanun by Mincha. So I thought that's a very compelling argument. But Puk Chazim, Amad Devar, take a look at many shuls. They Tachanun don't say Tachanun on Erev Pesach Sheni, and on Pesach Sheni they don't do anything. Okay. Very strange.
But we
didn't,
the Young Israel.
Yeah, what they do?
Didn't say.
They didn't say Tachanun Pesach Sheni in Israel?
Yesterday.
They didn't.
They said Tzitzit.
Good, that's consistent. Yeah. I like that. That makes sense. Today they didn't, and yesterday they did.
Yesterday they
did. Yeah, that's good. That's what Shlomo Zalman's argument. That even if, I'm surprised Young Israel doesn't say Tachanun Pesach Sheni. Okay, that's a chiddush. We have to check the charter of the Young Israel. We got to check the charter and see what it says in the book over there.
If you're not going to say it today, you shouldn't say it at Mincha.
Right, but that was what Michal Chikachinsky's argument. But Reb Shlomo Zalman argued, he said, it doesn't make any sense. Meaning the only way to be mazmer not saying Tzitzkosach Yester is by saying that there's a Yom Tov HaPesach Sheni and it starts the night before, which is hard-pressed to find. What's the Yom Tov? So last night by Shal Shudas, everyone was dining. The big shiloh was, can you be yoytze eating matzah for Pesach Sheni at Shal Shudas? So I said, this is already too much for me. I'm like, this is really such a din. So I told him the famous Klechemda. The Klechemda points out that everyone eats matzah at the wrong time on Pesach Sheni. Most people who celebrate Pesach Sheni, so let's say, for example, let's say it wouldn't be Shabbos. Let's say Pesach Sheni would be on Monday. So your Dalet is Monday. So most people eat matzah Sunday night. That's just what most people do.
Really?
Yeah. So Taina the Klechemda, that's not the fulfillment of the practice. Or many people eat a Monday night. And right, after Pesach Sheni. So, says the Klechemda, you're getting nothing. Because if you look in the Pasuk, in Parashas Baal Oyscha, when it says Pesach Sheni, it says they ate it, Bein Arbaim. That means after Chatzos. So really, everyone should be eating lunch on Pesach Sheni Matzah. That's what everyone should be doing. No one does it. So the Klechemda says it's done like that on purpose. Why? Because the Klechemda says, if you're going to eat Matzah on Pesach Sheni, Bein Arbaim, you might be running into a violation of Baal Tosef. Might be a question of adding on to the mitzvahs. You're making a new mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, which people have in their head. I know it sounds crazy. There are people that mamish legitimately think there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. The whole thing is crazy, but okay. So he says, but dafki eat it shaloi bezman. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, if you do a mitzvah shaloi bezman, you can't be over about Taisif. Meaning, if you're doing a bedafka, not at the right time of the mitzvah. So no one thinks there's a mitzvah to eat matzah.
Can't get the mitzvah either.
There is no mitzvah, that's the point. Exactly. Nothing's a waste of time.
I
and carbs.
That Klamazan would hold that
Oh, so there's a Taka Shari Tshuva about it. People were joking about it, but think about it. Why is it impossible to have a no, no, a Shaila of Sveika Diyayma? So there's a Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva discusses maybe you should say Sveika Diyayma for Pesach Sheni. Now, why is it a pell to say Sveika Diyayma? So it says Rosh Hashanah. The whole thing is in Eretz Yisrael. Where do you keep Pesach Sheni? Not in America. Pesach Sheni, you bring a carpet in Eretz Yisrael, it's all Sveika Diyayma in Eretz Yisrael. So it says Rosh Hashanah, how could it be Sveika Diyayma on Pesach Sheni?
Pesach Sheni, the whole point,
though, is
for a problem.
Exactly. So I had a Rebbe in Yeshiva used to tell us, Pesach Sheni is for the Temeim. Maybe one makes such a big deal about it. Go in the Hasidic circles, they have a Seder tonight. It's a whole different world. A whole different world.
Nishramir, but
exactly, we're talking. Right. So in any case, that's the tumult from over Pesach Sheni. Again, for me, in the Litzvisha circle, Pesach Sheni, we even say Tachlin. When I was in Yeshiva, we always said Tachlin Pesach Sheni.
Where does the matzah come from? Where's that come from?
To commemorate that they eat the matzah.
Where is that come from?
It's not in Shulchan Aruch.
No one knows.
It's not in Shulchan Aruch. Don't lose sleep over it.
Well, it doesn't make sense if you ate matzah.
Yeah, the whole thing. The whole thing is very.
You're allowed to have chametz, right?
Yeah, you're allowed to have chametz. That's in the pasuk. No bali, you roll by your muscle. Start cleaning the house out. Listen, rabbis can make it real busy. If we can sell chametz twice a year, we can really cash in. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for it. But I think it's a hard sell.
Well, driven by not saying
that. Exactly. That's everything. Everything starts with it. But I always point out, no one asked me yesterday why we didn't say tzitzit kasher. Because anytime you cut davening short, no one has a kasher. No one has any kashers. You cut davening short, everyone's happy. Right. You want to tell me, we make davening longer, everyone gets all upset and frustrated.
You missed it.
But the other way around, no one seems to take care. Very bekitzel, there's a very important insight in the Meshech Chacham in this week's parasha that I think is, we're glad we're going to see Meshech Chacham also today. I think it's very relevant to the world around us right now. The Meshech Chacham points out, and if you look in the Pesukim of this week's parasha, the Torah talks about the Mayadim, beautiful, all the Mayadim again, which I always tell people, if you want to learn more about the Mayadim, the best place to go is Parashas Emor, because that's where the Torah mentions all the Mayadim. So Dr. Arsamech, if you look in the Chumash, so the Torah goes to all the Mayadim, and then in the middle it throws in Matnas Aniyim. So Rashi asks the Kashi, quotes the Teres Kainim, and Rashi gives a pshat. So I told my Baal Batman Shul, I'm not going to go into this Rashi now, because I need to save this Rashi when I'm collecting money from you guys. So then I'll begin that Rashi, because what does Rashi say over there? That anyone who gives money to the Aniyim is Ki'ilu Bona Beis HaMikdosh V'Hikriv Korban Asah. That's a very important Rashi, but this wasn't a fundraising appeal this week. But the Meshech Chachma asks a different Kashi. Meshech Chachma says, good, I understand it has to be here somewhere in the Mayadim. Why after Shavuos? Why did the Torah put it after Shavuos? The Pasha Pshat, without getting too, ruining the Pshat, is that that's the time of when they harvest. Over Kutz Bechem is the time when we're harvesting is now. But the
7 days, the other holiday.
That's right, that's the other famous word, that Bar Menel. Why Sukkot is 7 days and Pesach is 1 day? It's a Gevaldik Bar Menel. Sukkot is 7 days and Pesach is 1 day. Midrash, right? We have 1 day Pesach. He says, because Sukkot is there's no harvest. You finished all the harvest. So then you can go to Eretz Yisrael and you can chill for a week. But Shavuos, he says, you're middle of working. You can't take off a week to go spend with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very practical. You understand. People have stuff to do. So Shavuos, they can't make a long Yom Tov. You got to get back to work. You have stuff to do. It's the time when they used to gather all the crops in the field. So it's back to work. Hashem understands that.
Self-sofer. No. 1 day, because you already accomplished Hashra Shashrina by giving Leket.
That's what he says. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a nice shot.
So you don't need it.
You don't need as much time.
You need
to tap in more.
You don't need it because you already put the Shekhinah down. Like
that's a nice. So Meir Simcha says like this, he says, the Torah is teaching us that, he's supposed to give to the poor. So most of us would think that giving to the poor is logical, it's sichli, it's common sense. Many other communities have it, many other countries have, social services. He wants the Torah to remind us that all the things that we do is because of the Torah. Even the things that we think are sichli, they're not sichli. The Torah tells us to give to the poor, the Torah tells us how to give to the poor, the Torah tells us when to give to the poor. Even those things which could be perceived as common sense, they come from the Torah. So I thought this was very negair. Right now everyone's talking again about abortion, Roe versus Wade. Right, what's your sheet on abortion? So the Torah has a sheet on abortion which never is changing. It doesn't change. The Torah holds it's wrong for whatever reason it's wrong we spoke about. It's not going to change. Here, you look in the political scene, everyone changes their mind. 20 years ago they thought one way, now they changed their mind. Why they changed their mind? They went through the sugya again? Of course not. The world changed. It's not like they went through the sugya and they realized that they missed a taisus over there, they changed their mind. They just, the world changed. We became much more understanding, or whichever side of the political aisle you're on, you change your mind. But we don't change our mind because the Torah gave us a rubric of how to live our life and that doesn't change. Then the Geisha world, every minute it changes. And it's funny because today we have this little thing called videotape. We can listen to politicians 20 years ago say one way, and all of a sudden today they told Mamish a whole different sugya. Everything changed. Why? Because the voters changed, so therefore they changed with the voters because they want to stay in office. So the Torah is reminding us in this expression that our views on life doesn't change. What we think about social correct rights and wrongs doesn't change, and what we think about this doesn't change because we have a tradition. We have a Torah that gave us all these things. And that's Pshat, the famous Mishnah Pirkei Avos. How do we open up Pirkei Avos? Moshe Kibbutz Torah and Sinai Masar Lishua. So all the commentaries ask, why do you have to give me this background? Because if you read through Pirkei Avos, you get the feeling it's just common sense, half of Pirkei Avos. Be nice, be smart, have good friends, have good. You don't need a Kabbalah for that. No, everything that we have is a tradition. Everything is part of Torah. Even those things that seem to be sichli, even that comes from the Torah. It's an important idea because we're living in a world where everything is topsy-turvy. The victim the victim sometimes gets worse than the person who did the crime, and we're upside down in the world. Who gets the baby formula? And the whole world is topsy-turvy right now because there's no moral mikar. They don't have a moral compass to decide things. Everything depends on the mood, depends on the voters, depends on the, you know, the woke group of the day. So we have a Torah. The Torah tells us how to think. It's, and I'll prove it to you, because when it comes to Hilchot Tzedakah, there's a fascinating halacha. Halacha is, let's say you have a guy who is very wealthy and he becomes poor. So it's not just enough to support him with basic needs. You got to give him, bring him back up to the way he used to live. Now, no normal country, society would go for that. You tell a country, listen, the guy was broken now, the guy was wealthy now, he's broke, so we're going to give him not just enough to live, we're going to give him to live a wealthy lifestyle. Most people say, that's crazy. Why should I give him a wealth? Why should he live better than me? The Torah says he does, because the Torah says since he was used to such a lifestyle, you have to give it to him. So the clearly tzedakah, even in tzedakah, is not just a sichli, logical thing. There's rules and how to give and when to give and who to give. Everything has details from the Torah. Okay. Guys, for next week I have a shtickle dilemma with scheduling. I have an upshine for my son next Sunday. And my wife told me that if I show up late, I'm going to be killed.
I hope we finish the shiur
before. Yeah, we're going to finish it this week. I'm going to be in big trouble. So there's a couple possibilities of what we could do for next week. I have to be in Queens at 10:30 at his yeshiva.
Still by Zoom.
So we could do Zoom.
Bring him here.
Or we could do it very early. We could do it early or Zoom. Let Oilam decide what they want to do. I feel bad asking Zoom because I know it's not geschmack. But we can either do it early. I don't mind starting shit earlier.
What's early?
I would start at 8:40.
Who's asking?
I would start at 8:40. I would start.
What do you need to schlep?
I would start at 8:45.
I think you need to do Zoom.
I just, and I feel bad asking Oilam because I know Zoom is.
Does this computer work?
Yeah, my computer is the one I use for Wednesday night. That's the one I use for Wednesday night.
We're asking you to do it.
Okay, my wife will be very happy.
Yeah.
Because she said Zoom. I said, I feel nice. If we can be in person, it's much more geschmack.
Would you like me to come to your house at 8 o'clock in the morning when you're doing
it? Would Taka be a help if you watch my kids in the morning, Michael? So if you're off.
If you want, I can do it.
Then I'm coming here to say shit.
What?
Then I'm coming here to say this shit.
This YouTube
show? Okay, I appreciate everyone's understanding. Mr. Jumbo Zoom.
Time,
we'll do regular time Zoom, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate everyone's...
You sure you'll be okay with that? Because we don't end until 10:15. You got to be in yeshiva at 10:30.
Yeah, we'll start a little... Yeah, we'll start a little early.
Look at your emails.
Yeah, check emails. Yeah. So I thank everyone for being...
Don't ignore all of my emails.
I usually do. This week there's...
Don't
trash it right away.
Yeah, I know.
No,
by the way, Rabbi, since
you
switched to Tuesday night...
What? It's her side. Definitely her side. Yeah. Okay, everybody. So let's get into the sugya today. Okay, so we're holding over here in the Gemara. If everyone remembers, we're in the middle of a very difficult Gemara. We're trying to understand how do you know that when Malkus and Mammon come in conflict, the person gets Mammonus and not Malkus. So let's just quickly look at the Gemara number 5. And if you guys all remember, we were in the middle of a Geshmaki Yisoy from the Gemara. Let's just see the Gemara inside very quickly. Number 5, the Gemara says, Alma kasava ula kohechadeka Mammon and Malkus, Mammon mishal milkle loki. Ula holds whenever there's Mammonus and Malkus. So the halacha is you give the mammonus and you don't give the malchus. In fact, the Gemara minalei lulah. How does Ula know this? Hagamar mechayvul bechaveru. He learns it now from the parasha of Chavola. Ma chayvul bechaveru dika mammon and malchus. Every time you, or not almost, but almost every time you hit your friend, there will be mammon and malchus. The mammon is because you were mazikim. Malchus is either because of lo yosef or pen yosef. Machlekes rishayim. And the halacha is memayin mishal milkli loki. Af kol so to ever, whenever the ikka mammon and malchus memayin mishal milkli loki. Good. So if you remember, we had a pircha. What was the pircha? Ma lo chayvul bechaveru shkein chay bechamish dvarim. So we spent a little time 2 weeks ago discussing what exactly is the pircha because it has chamish dvarim. The Gemara says 1 second. Let's go back a step. The ima mayin lekula. If when you have two einshim coming down the pike, the question is which is the stricter, which is the more chomer. So the Gemara is going to play it both ways. And we'll talk today in the Achrayim, what does that mean, which one's stricter, which one's lighter? It's a pretty ridiculous question. The guy is going to get hit, and he's going to have to pay money. Which one do you think is stronger, which one do you think is lighter? So we'll see. Some people say, well, it depends. If the debt is a pruta, and the lashes are 35, so then that's real pasha. The malchus are chomer, the mamonis is kal. But if he owes $100 million, and the malchus will be whatever, but $100 million is a sach gelt, as we say. So the Gemara is going to play back and forth. Which one's Kal, which one's Chomer? So the Achrayim, we'll see, the Chassam Sofer is going to mutcha with this problem. What do you mean, which one's Chomer, which one's Kal? Go outside, poll 100 people. Ask them, what would they rather get? Smacked or pay money?
It's very hard.
It might be subjective.
It's physical versus...
That's right. It's a physical versus financial.
Some people
right? Exactly. So we're going to have to see, how do you address such a question? The Gemara seems like it has two possibilities. The Gemara says, let's go this way. If money is the lesser of the two... So 1 second. If money is the more kal, and what does the Torah say? You give the more kal, so then you have a kol shekain, right? What's the kol shekain? If madach, where the Torah says, where you have chavala and you have chamisha devarim and you have so many things going on, and still the Torah says, "I give you the lesser of the two. I give you the mamonis and not the malchus." Koshkein the b'chol ha'tarakula. We should assume that the Torah is going to give you the mamonis. The Gemara says, "No, I have a different pircha." Shken hotor mechloloi bebezdin. This is what we talked about last week a lot. The Gemara says, "No, you can't bring merai from chavala because chavala is mutter in bezdin." So we had a couple of different possibilities how to learn this Gemara. The simple way of learning the Gemara, which is the way Rabbi Chanan learned the Gemara, which is the way the Chassam Sofer did not like to learn the Gemara, it means that the lav of Lo Yosef is a weaker lav. Why is it weaker? Because it's allowed to be excused. When is it excused? When Bezdin gives Malkus, they are basically being over the lav of Lo Yosef, but they have a heter. So therefore, since the lav of Lo Yosef has a heter to it, that makes the lav a much more weaker type of lav, and that's why the mumminus beats out the lav. But if you have a lav that doesn't get pushed aside for any good reason, that lav maybe would beat out mumminus. That's how Rabbi Chanan learned the Gemara. However, the Chassam Sofer did not like this pshat in the Gemara, but that's how Rabbi Chanan learned the Gemara. Hoto mechol bebezdin means that it's permissible in Bezdin. When Bezdin gives Malkus, they're acting within their rule, and they're pushing aside the Issa of Lo Yosef. The Kash, that's the same Sefer.
I wasn't going to ask you, why is that
a Hosafah,
they give Malkus?
No, no. The Rabbi Chanan learned that when Bezdin gives Malkus, they're really in violation of Lo Yosef. You're not allowed to hit people. Neither is Bezdin.
But it's
they have
extra.
But they have a heter. They have permission. They have permission to break the Torah. That's how the Rabbi Chanan understood. To which the Chassam Sefer said, that's not the way you look at it. It's not like it's usher, but they have permission. It's not usher for them. Like, for example, if a doctor does surgery, no one's going to say, well, the doctor was just over Lo Yosef, but he has a heter for Lo Yosef. No,
where did the concept of Malkus come from?
From that part. What, to give Malkus? It's the Torah. The Torah says, I bore me, I can him.
So they don't understand the Havamina, why they wouldn't be allowed to do it. No, they're not allowed to hit people, but there's a special...
So that's the question. Do we say that they're never included in the prohibition, or they're included in the prohibition, but they have permissibility to break the prohibition? It's like Hotra Dukhuya type of question. Do you say that, of course, everyone's included in Lo Yosef, but they have a heter? Or do you say, no, Lo Yosef means for everyone except for Bezdin? So Rabbi Chanan assumed for a given that, no, Rabbi Chanan assumed that Bezdin is included in Lo Yosef. He assumed that when a Rebbe hits a student, we shouldn't say that anymore, not allowed to do that anymore. Yeah. Parents can't even hit their kids either, but okay. So I always joke around, I teach boys that are already like 21, I always tell them, you guys are old enough that legally I can hit you. You're not like a kid anymore. They could probably do much worse. But I just remind them. Every once in a while, I just remind them that, you know, you guys are much older now, so it's not like an offense anymore. It's just a regular hitting. It's regular assault, not assault with a minor. I guess not as bad. But so the Torah says don't hit people. So is the pshat that the Torah says don't hit people means regular people, not Bezdin and not parents and not Rabbeim and not doctors and not Moilim? Or no, everyone's included in Lo Yosef, but certain people have a heter. That was the machlokes we started out with last week between Rabbi Chanan and the Chassam Sofer. So the Arsameach has an interesting kash over here. The Arsameach has the following kash. If you're telling me that, let's say, Bezdin is called Hoto Mechlol, again, there's a law in the Torah, Lo Yosef, you're not allowed to hit people. Then the Torah says, well, Bezdin's allowed to hit people. Good. So ask the Arsameach, why don't we say the same thing with the Isra Vetzicha? There's a general prohibition to kill people. Bezdin's allowed to kill people. So in fact, Arsameach, why don't we say that the Isra Vetzicha should be like a lower level Isra? Because it has a permissibility. Who has a permissibility? Bezdin. Bezdin's allowed to kill people. The same way the lav of Lo Yosef has a permissibility for Bezdin. And because of that, you just told me, it's a weaker lav. So why don't we say the Isser Ritzicha is a lesser Isser?
So I don't want to dwell on this. I'm sorry, and I wasn't here last week. But I don't even understand this. The Torah says that there are certain things that you get Misa for. You get, right?
Malkus. Yeah, yeah.
And there's certain things you get Malkus for.
Yes.
So the Torah has created punishment of Malkus.
Correct.
And a punishment of Misa.
Correct.
It also has laws that says you can't just hit anybody randomly.
Correct.
And kill anybody. But I don't understand the Havamina, why we have to say that Bezdin is excluded from the prohibition when the Torah created only who else could give Malkus and who else could do Ritzicha.
Correct. But it still could be Hutra Dechuya. Anything like that could still, let's say, for example, Mila B'Shabbos, right? We spoke about, you know, is the Peshat that Mila B'Shabbos is not Asr? Because when the Torah said you're not allowed to cut on Shabbos, it meant not in the sake of Mila? Or the Torah said, no, Mila B'Shabbos,
but cutting? What's the Havamina that based in giving Malkus or doing, giving Misa? Would be a violation.
Because if the act, if the Torah ushered hitting, the Torah ushered killing.
The Torah ushered hitting, but also mothered.
Right, so then you have a heter. It doesn't mean you're not in the Isser. You have a heter for the Isser. Again, that's Machlokes Chacham Sofer and Rabbi Chanan, right?
Because by hitting the Malkus, you're punishing them so they will be get better.
That was Rabbi Chanan's Shtickle Torah, right. By Misa.
I wanted to WhatsApp you during the week. There's a Gemara in Yevamos.
Yeah.
That says if you give Malkus twice and they still continue to do it, at that point you need a receiver.
Oh, wow.
So that's a proof to the
that's
fact
a
that that you're trying to make them better.
That's a kash on the Bukhani, you're saying.
Yeah.
And that Gemara sounds like it's to prevent the future.
Right.
That's like a good Gemara, yeah.
Twice, and if they still do it,
that's like a good Gemara. Was that in the Daf? That was.
Yeah.
That's like a good Gemara. That's a Gewaldige Gemara. Oh, I could have used that Gemara. What Daf was it?
Hey.
That's an important Gemara. Wow. Okay, I got to take a look. That sounds very much against Rabbi Chanan. Oh, wow. Okay, Gewaldig. It's always a good sign when whatever you're learning connects to Daf Yomi. It's always. I have a guy in my shul who's Makbede. He always tries to find connections between the Shabbos, always trying to find connections between what you're learning and it's a good thing. It's a good thing. That's right. All right. Everything was Emor. I'm one of the Kohen Gadol. All that stuff was an Emor. So it's a good sign when you connect all the different things you're learning in your life. Okay. So let's see the Arsamech. Zok to Arsamech. V'naktim oid hakdom mavuhu. Zok to Arsamech the following question. The Perik Elu Nairis, in our Gemara, it says, V'ima moino lakula, shken hutra mechol bebezdin, Rapirish Rashi, t'chayivu bechaveru hutra api bezdin bechavi malchus. So first of all, the Arsamech is assuming like Rabbi Chanan. That when the Gemara says Hutra Mechol Bebezin, it's referring to when Bezin gives Malkus. Not like Rebbe Yashiv pointed out that maybe Rashi means like the Chassam Sofer. Not when Bezin's giving the actual Malkus. When Bezin's doing other hitting that they need to do to keep the peace or to keep people in line, but not when they're acting as a Bezin giving the Malkus. So Frekta Arsamech, but Tzarechlis Boinin, Imkein Ritzicha Nami Hutra Mechol Bebezin. Why don't we say that Ritzicha is also Hutra in Bezin? Lahara Gesa Machoyev. Right, Bezin's allowed to kill, but Bezin's supposed to kill someone who's mechoyev. V'zeh le'ashkechen b'shum mokin. Right, me and you can't say that. We don't find anywhere that it says that ritzicha is not hutra b'chol b'bezin. The Arsamech can say that. Right, that we don't find anywhere in Chazal that the iser ritzicha is a shvachara iser because Bezin's allowed to kill people. So, frek the Arsamech, why is it any different than Bezin giving malchus? The same way our Gemara said that Bezdin, that the lav of Lo Yosef is weaker because it could be violated by Bezdin. So, why don't we say that the Isser Vitzicha is weaker because it could be violated by Bezdin? Now, you can also ask us to go differently. The Isser Vitzicha is sometimes also violated when you have a Reitif. Guy's chasing after you, you're allowed to kill him. Right? So, again, it's all part of his kash. His kash is that just because there are permissible ways to do an Isser, doesn't mean that the Isser now becomes a weaker Isser.
You're allowed to save yourself.
Okay.
If you can shoot him
that's
in the leg,
that's a good point. Okay, right, that's a good point.
If you kill him, he comes into your house.
Hababa Machteris, right? So Chaim is arguing that maybe you're not really allowed to kill him. You're allowed to save yourself. If the only option is to kill him, okay, we spoke about that. If there are other ways and you decide to kill him, so maybe you're not allowed to kill him. So even though the Gemara says that he has no value, meaning he's not like Domim, he's a dead man walking, that's why that's Hababa Machteris at least. But at least, again, the point is the Torah.
But by Misa, we have a pasuk. Ilo Yehasam. So we know that you don't have Misa and Malchus. Mammon and Malchus, not so clear.
No, but we're trying to discuss in general that each Isser is weaker because of its.
But what to do with Mammon and Malchus?
Right, we want to learn out.
So it's Misa is a weaker Isser, and really you should have.
Misa, you're saying it's not a gate to anything?
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I thought the Meshech Chachma meant when he wrote over here. You know, we don't find anywhere. I mean, continue reading. He writes, but I interest Kain and Parshas VeYikra Shabbos Hutra Mechola, but Shabbos is called Hutra Mechola. Why? Because you're allowed to violate Shabbos because of Pekuach Nefesh, whatever it is. So it says Ar Sameach. So if Shabbos is called Hutra, he's saying over here, Kain and Parshas Kainim, right? That it's Hutra. The Muchach the Ritzicha Loi Hutra Mechola, but Ritzicha is not. So, Fekta Arsamech, what is different when Bezdin gives Malkus and when Bezdin kills? Both of them, they're acting as a Bezdin. They're both breaking and open passing the Torah. So, yeah, so according to David, it's not even a Shaila because they're not included in the Pasuk. Arsamech is clearly not assuming like that, right? You're assuming like the Chassam Sofer. Okay? But him and Rabbi Chanan, they're assuming no. That when Bezdin acts, they're actually violating the Issa, but they have permission. It's Hutra. So, listen to this Arsamech. This is Mamash, a Moridika Arsamech. He writes, V'nir Poshet. If you give one more Malkus than you're allowed to give, then you're Chayiv Malkus. And if he dies under your hands, you gotta go to Ari Miklot. Let's say a guy decides to give Malkus not in front of Bezdin. I mean, he's not acting as a Bezdin. He's acting as a violent person. Chayiv! Good. So what do you see from that? So that shows you that what, it's not a free-for-all. It's not a free-for-all. Ochein. Hamechuyev misa v'gomar dina lemisa. Let's say a guy's chayiv misa and they pass that he's chayiv misa. Oz lav bar domim have. He is no longer a living man. That's right. Umifter kol ahargoy, and anyone who kills him is potter. The gavro katil ichdi, killed a dead man. So listen, this is amazing. The arsamech is assuming that the moment a guy has a gemar din on his head, he's considered as if he's dead. Hmm. Again, the guy's walking around. He's got.
Why does he need this long? It's the pasuk that also is specific.
That's what Seth was getting at.
And the other pasuk, that's the question.
The arsamech's problem is, why don't we say l'chol haTorah kula in all of Torah? When that the Isser Ritzicha should be a weaker Isser. That's his kasha. Because of this idea.
He's a dead man. Okay, yeah, no, but still you're shortening his life. What if a person's on a vent, he's going to die in 20 seconds. You pull the plug and he dies 20 seconds earlier.
It's about the chutz, right? So listen to this. Keep on going. It gets geshmak. He writes...
Are you chai misa for killing a terminally ill person?
If you're killing a geysis...
You
chai misa? He's right. There's such a thing called the treifa. Someone's going to eventually die anyways. So listen to this arsamech. It's a whole different outlook. He writes, Nimsa da habezim emtin and gavro de chol ahargei potter. Bezdin, Memtin, and Gavra, the Chol, Bezdin killed someone that if anyone else would kill, would also be Potter. Zokhtar Arsamech, Bezdin doesn't do killings. Bezdin kills dead people. Loy Matsonu says the Arsamech that Bezdin never kills a person.
And somebody else who kills one who's already been.
He's talking Achai Misa, says the Arsamech. So says this. Oh, but he says, but by Malchus, that was his introduction. But by Malchus. So that he doesn't discuss that, right? According to Arsamech, when at the Psak Bezdin, that's when he becomes a dead man.
So
but they didn't do anything. They didn't kill him then. They just they put that over his head, right? That's what he's going to hold.
So therefore, I can kill him even though I'm not part of the Bezdin?
He says you're going to be Potter.
But that makes no sense.
Why?
Because he's a dead man walking to Bezdin.
No. Fine, good. But once he's a dead man walking to Bezdin, he's a dead man. He's going to die. So says the Arsameach, Rak Bezdin poiskin dino dinigma dino lamisa umaydino hamishpot asher lefi chukei haTorah v'yachrei zeh gavro kotel hu. He's a dead man you killed. Umamtino noise. Avo b'malkis. But by Malkis, says the Arsameach, halehu gavro. No, you're not hitting a dead man. You're hitting a live person. Amazing Arsameach. Comes out according to this Arsameach, when Bezdin kills, they're not really killing. They're not really killing. In Lombus, they're not really killing. Right, so a famous Gemara says, any Bezdin that kills too much becomes a Bezdin. It's not really so much that the Bezdin's killing. It's the fact that they were nigmar dinai to kill.
Why can't you say the same Lombus? He's a person who's designated to be
But hit. It's not true, because if another guy comes and hits him, he gets Malkus.
But why?
Because he's not just a free-for-all. He's not just a punching bag now.
But I'm saying, but why, if the logic is that once there's a gemar din on the person, that this punishment should happen, if the punishment is misa, then Allah is kama, but so a lesser punishment...
Because by misa, you can't kill a dead man. You can hit a hit man. A person that got hit can hit again.
But you're hitting him within those the things that he's been done on.
Right, but you said if you do an extra one.
Right, he's talking if you give an extra.
Are you talking if you give him an extra one?
That's his riot. I mean, the riot is that if I give this guy an extra hit, I'm totally out of line. That's still punishable.
But what about the guys he has
what about
the
first six that he actually deserves? If I went and hit him those six that...
Oh, so those that he deserves, he's supposed to get, right?
So am I chayiv if I hit him? I went now, I heard Bezdin...
Yes. Yeah, Darsa Meir says Mavurish, yes. He says because that wasn't acting as a role of Bezdin. I mean, there's no din of Gavro, Nikla.
When you killed him, there was not acting.
No, but the upshot was you killed a dead person. He's already dead. You can't kill that person, but you can still hit a person who's going to get hit.
So if the guy's falling down a 60-foot cliff and you shoot him with an arrow and kill him?
All right, that's always the question, right? Would you be chayv in such a case? Would you be chayv mis in that case?
But there he may survive. Here you know he's going to get killed. It's just a question of when.
That's exactly what Darsa Meir is saying, right? As Baruch says, Chiddush. His point is that Bezdin really doesn't kill anyone more than a person that's already. Once that Psak Din comes down, that's it. He's now considered a dead man.
What happened if someone outside of Bezdin?
So he writes, if someone else would come, that guy would be Potter for Misa.
According to that, Bezdin should be allowed to kill on Shabbos.
Because it's really the Gemara Din. It's not just really
good.
Yeah, it's still a maybe it might be telling what the Isser Ritzicha is. If
it's already a dead man.
Yeah, halachically, he's considered a dead man, right?
Yeah, but you're doing the melacha.
Depending on what the Isser Ritzicha is on Shabbos, it might depend. It's a more than Kachidish. When you read the Sarsamech, you say to yourself, really? Most of us think the pshat is that Bezin's allowed to kill people, like David thinks. Bezin's allowed to kill people. Go home. That's it. Finished. Bezin's allowed to kill people. No, Zok Tasmech. Bezin's not allowed to kill people. Bezin's not killing a person. He's killing a dead person.
What I was saying was that Bezdin was designated by the Torah to carry out what the Torah wants you to do.
Correct. But the question just means, are they still
in the... only them, nobody else.
Correct. But the question is, even when they're carrying out their job, are they still basically circumventing the Torah? The Torah never meant them. That's the Shiloh.
Yeah, I don't understand the Shiloh.
Okay, so let's see.
I guess add that to the list of things I don't
understand. How can you say all this based on the fact that we have the pasuk Liyosa?
What is that? Yeah.
Because it's telling you specifically how to deal with a misa case.
Again, his kasha is not so much.
The kasha is on the other pasuk, but we don't know how to deal.
Right. So he's this arsameach is more of a general question. Not so much in the world of Kimle, but Stamazay. Would you look at the lav of the Isser Vatsicha as a weaker Isser because of the fact that's Hutra?
But it's again,
to argue about, correct. It's not really negate. It's just how you learn Hutra Mechola is why I brought it in. Now take a look for Tshuva and Rav Moshe. Interesting Tshuva and Rav Moshe. Right, we think Rav Moshe's Tshuva is all as Psach Halach, but here's a Lamdish Tshuva. Like most of his stuff is Lamdish. Rav Moshe has over here, he's really quoting Reb Kveger, which I couldn't find inside, so therefore I didn't put it on the paper. But Reb Kveger has a new way of learning the Gemara. Kveger learns, when is Bezin allowed to hit people? Bezin allowed to hit people to get them to do things. Not like the Chassam Sofer learned that Bezin hits people to make sure the whole community behaves. And not like Rebbe Chonon learned Bezin hit people to give them out. It's the third category. Let's say you have a guy who doesn't want to do a mitzvah. He doesn't want to be a guy, his wife. He doesn't want to do a mitzvah. Whatever he wants to do, Bezin hits him to get him to do the right thing. So that's how Rebbe Kveger learned our Gemara. That the love of Le'yosef is Hutra to get a guy to do what he's supposed to do. To get him to do the right thing. To do a mitzvah, to whatever he's supposed to do. Bezin's allowed to hit him. That's the way Rebbe Kveger learned our Gemara. So Rebbe Moshe writes over here in the Tshuva, doesn't like this pshat. Right, Rav Moshe, number two. Ochin yesh gam yesh loymer shirak malchus de bezdin hu de achas she'over lo'ein shehu b'chalav ach shehuta mecholah. Zogt Rav Moshe, that would not be called hutra mecholah. Why? Says Rav Moshe, avakoydim she'over hu lafushim yesura ulekai masay uleshalim choyve shebiyode lekai mashoimim loy v'lo yakohu einze b'chalav klav. Now Rav Moshe splits it one more time. When is someone involved in lo yosef? Bezdin giving malchus is lo yosef. But Zogt Rav Moshe, if Bezin is trying to prevent someone from doing an Aveira, that hitting is not Lo Yosef. What's the difference?
Exactly
the opposite, right? Zogt Rav Moshe, when Bezin is trying to convince a guy, let's say, for example, this week's parasha, Bezin wants to hit a Kohen to make sure he doesn't go into a cemetery. The guy's walking into a cemetery, Bezin starts hitting him, Bezin says, bidding the guy he shouldn't marry a Gerusha, whatever the case may be. Zogt Rav Moshe, that's not Lo Yosef. That's not Hutra. Because that love, it would not be included in Lo Yosef.
My best
and
not any person.
Right? So technically, all of us should stop people from doing Averis. So why is that not included in Le'yosef? Zogt Rav Moshe, because there's a Rambam. If anyone remembers, we spoke about this Rambam many, 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 many years ago. Ayin b'Rambam perakei m'chov aloch alof, shekosav l'girs nidon. Hamake derech nitzoyoin. Very important word. Zogt Rambam, when you hit someone, derech nitzoyoin, harei ze oyve b'loy sase. What does derech nitzoyoin mean? It means like as a fight. To be victorious or to be strong, meaning there's no te'elas in your hitting him. Now, when I beat a guy to get him not to do an aver, am I doing it derech nitzayin? Chas v'shalom. I love the guy. I love him so much, that's why I'm beating him up. I'm hitting him not to do an aver. It's not derech nitzayin. I'm not doing it as a fight because I'm mad at him, I'm upset at him, or whatever it is. I'm doing it just because I want to prevent him from being over nisr. So, Zogt Rav Moshe, mashma, dim eino derech nitzayin, lo yhave b'cha halav klal. So Dr. Moshe, that can't even be the love at all. Because the Rambam says very clearly that the love of Lo Yosef has to not only be when you're hitting him, but it's why you're hitting him. What's my agenda over hitting the guy? So Grad, according to this Rambam, if a doctor does surgery, is he over Lo Yosef?
No.
Of course not. It's not Derech Nitzoyen. I'm trying to save the guy's life. When a male does Mila, is that Derech Nitzoyen? Of course not. I'm trying to save the guy's life.
That's contrary to Pinchas. He killed him.
Right. So that taka was kanoim pagi, but that was a different chiddush. So Zogt Rav Moshe, listen to this. He says, "Mashma dim v'hu mitam shalav nemer bechayvi malchus shelo Yosef u'malchus kiven shuala over harezei derech nitzayin." So 1 second here, you can ask Rav Moshe saying 1 second. So why when Bezin gives malchus is that derech nitzayin? Bezin's trying. Bezin loves the guy. Zogt Rav Moshe, no, because Rabbi Chanan told us he doesn't acknowledge this Rabbi Chanan because the whole malchus is just a patch. The whole thing is a patch. It's not a tikkun ala asid. So when you're giving a patch, that's taka derech nitzoyin. I'm trying to cause pain. Even though it's for a better good and this, that, and the other. But Rav Moshe's mechadish over here that when Bezin gives malchus, that does fit the Rambam's description of derech nitzoyin.
It is for the purpose of...
But at the end of the day, it's fulfillment of an einish. You want to patch the guy. So I grad would have argued on Rav Moshe and I would have said that's not derech nitzoyin. I love the guy. This is Bezin here. Bezin loves every Jew. But the peasant has a job. Their job says.
But that's a form of tshuva, right? To get right. We would assume, right? So that's
well,
good for you.
We would assume.
Wouldn't that depend on what we said before, whether Malchus is tshuva?
Yes. I think this Rav Moshe is very much in line with Rabbi Chanan. He's assuming like Rabbi Chanan that when your person gets Malchus, it's not about the future. It's just patch for what you did wrong. So Dr. Rambam, Dr. Moshe, that's Derech Nitzayin. I'm patching the guy because of something he did wrong. So that would be included in the love of Eli Yosef. Amazing. Then he goes weiter. Shelachin ein lahachshiv zeh shemakin lafrusha meyesu lekai masei. Then he addresses Rabbi Chonitz Kasha. Says Rabbi Moshe, when a father hits a son, it's bechlam not in the love of Eli Yosef, because it's not derech nitzachin. You're not doing it because you hate, you want to make pick a fight with your son. He says, go back to Lashon Gemara. He says in the Gemara, it's hutter mechloloi bebezdin. What does it do with bezdin? A doctor is allowed to treat a patient, a male is allowed to give a meal, a father allowed to hit a son. Why are you bringing up bezdin? Says Rav Moshe, Shehu kedepirish Rashi tzrichan al koyse kishachayev dim hakol b'chol havi leiloi ma'a shehuto mechola lekama dvarim. Why did the Gemara just say that hitting people sometimes is permissible? When a doctor, a mayel, a father, a rabbi, the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara only had one case of permissibility to hit someone, that was bezdin. Says Rav Moshe, you know why? Because anything else is taken not included in the law of Eli Yosef. The only time you're actually going to be in a violation of Eli Yosef, Dr. Rav Moshe, is only when bezdin is giving malchus. Any other configuration will not be Eli Yosef. It's an amazing chiddush. So Rav Moshe v'chein lafusha meyesuru who dinah kol adam kemefurish benitzah shekol yomov, right? That the din of lafusha meyesuru was on everyone. It's not just bezdin, and that's why the Gemara couldn't write that. The Gemara only had one case of hutra mechloloi, and that's a case when bezdin gives actual malchus. So Rav Moshe was learning like Rabbi Chanan, but with a slightly different kinesh. Rav Moshe's point is that everything else is going to not be derech nitzayon. And according to the Rambam, if it's not derech nitzayon, you're not even baltosif. So you can't tell me it's baltosif, but it's mutter. It's not baltosif in the first place. Because according to the Rambam's description of baltosif, it has to be derech nitzayon.
So Makas Mardus would be which one?
That's according to him, that would taka also be. Makas Mardus is the same thing as regular Malkus, just on a rabbinic level. So that would be chotum echol bebezin, according to Rav Moshe. Now, to me, this is a big chiddush. I would have thought when Bezin hits, it's also not derech nitzayin. Bezin loves the guy. Right. Bezin's not trying to, but Bezin has a job to do. But that's what the Rav Moshe's mechadish does. Rav Moshe says, no. Again, at the end of the day, your intention is to give a patch.
Because it's his kapar.
Right. So again, but I would think the same thing with the kid, right? But your intention is to hit your son because he's misbehaving. You want to hit him.
For a kapara, then that's the ikar, is to give him the kapara. It's irrelevant. You're going to be doing it through.
Right. But the question is, what's your thought process when you're giving that hit?
It's irrelevant if Bezdin is loves him or not loves him. They're doing their job. They're not supposed to.
But that's the question. They're supposed to. If you're breaking down the job, so again, when a mile cuts, that he's doing his job, but that job also involves blood coming out. The answer is not just breaking down the job, it's the background to behind the job. So Rav Moshe is saying that when a Bezdin hits someone, that's because Bezdin wants you to get a patch. That's what Bezdin wants. Bezdin wants to give you a gezunta patch. They might be doing it only because it's their job, but at the end of the day, that's what they want to do. But when a father hits a son and all those other things, that's not what they want to do. They want you to be better. And if it's the only way you can be better, in Mela, they have to do it. That's a big chiddush.
Assuming that the father has the right motivation, sometimes the father
100%. 100%. Maybe then he would be in a violation of Le'esef, right? And Echanami. So what's this Rambam? I just photocopied you the Rambam so you could see it for yourself, so you know I didn't make it up. So the Rambam, number 3. Also, La'odah, might tell a famous joke I always say with the Biskarov. Someone once came to Biskarov on Purim and he asked him for some Purim Torah. He gave him a whole stickle Torah and a Rambam. He said, what's the Purim Torah? He said, because I made up the Rambam. So I don't want anyone to think I made up a Rambam over here. This Rambam is right over here.
Well, you put it in small enough print.
It's there. Made. You know, it's not like the Yushalmi. It's not like the forged Yushalmi on Kutchin. You know, this is the real deal over here. Zuck the Rambam. Also, la'odim lachvel bein ba'atzmei bein mechaver. A person is not allowed to be chayvel himself or others. V'lo ha'chayvel b'vad el kol ha'makke odim kosher mi'Yisrael bein katan, bein gadol, bein ish, bein isha, derech nitzayon. Now, there are some that have the gear to say derech bizayon, that you're doing it in a way of embarrassment. So that gets very tricky. First of all, that would definitely knock out the Mila and the doctor. Yeah. That's not derech bizayon. It's not embarrassing. That's a procedure. Right? People go do things. Yesh Lodom, where that would put Bezdin giving Malkus. Is that called derech bizayon? Yeah, it's a bizayon. You did the crime. But the actual hitting, I don't know if it's called. I mean, derech bizayon means the guy walks over and just smacks you across the face. Where'd that come from? That's the derech bizayon. Hard to know. Now, Stam is a not for today. Where did the Rambam know this? Who told the Rambam that? Doesn't say it in the Chumash. It just says in the Chumash lo Yosef pen Yosef. It doesn't say that it has to be derech nitzayon, but that's the famous Rambam where the Rambam says you only over derech nitzayon. So Zok Reb Chaim in number 4, Reb Chaim writes like this.
If you're willing to break down the Torah like this and limit it, why if you say Pashut, the Torah means don't hit, don't murder, in all cases where you're not otherwise justified to do so. The definition of murder isn't killing somebody. It's killing someone in a circumstance where you're not otherwise justified to do it. That's a pushy way of looking at anything like that.
The problem is,
don't do this where I otherwise don't allow you to do it.
But the problem is, we have the Gemara. When the Gemara says that the lav of Lo Yosef is hutra mechalal bebezin, how do you make it tells that it has sent from the Gemara?
What's the actual translation of Lo?
Right, it says in the Chumash that when you're giving Malchus, don't give more. Pen Yosef, lest you give more, and something may happen to him. That's the Pasuk in Parshas.
It's only in the context of Malchus.
Oh, right, so we pointed out that we learn it out from here. If Madoch, if a person who's acting in Bezdin, where he has permission to give the X amount of hits, if he gives more, he gets in trouble. So definitely, if you come out of nowhere with no permission, you're definitely not going to be allowed to do it. That's the basic
Makom. There's no other Pasuk of the Torah that's not allowed to hit anybody.
That's it, no. It's even more exciting. We spoke about this.
Why can't you learn from Maka Avivimo?
It's only Avivimo. That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's only special because Avivimo.
No, Maka Avivimo. You must. Everyone else, you get Malka.
How do you? That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush in the Torah. I don't know. That's not going to fly. The Torah says Maka Avivima. It doesn't mean Torah says Makal Avivima. Avivima is a sug bifnei atzma. Right, we spoke about this, right? And when it comes to moment mazik moment chaveris, and I'm so posh that it is also. I will talk about it. It comes up in this week's parsha, last week's parsha.
So, right, but how about when the two people are fighting and the pregnant woman comes? What's that?
Yeah.
Why can't you learn it out from there?
What do you see from there?
In Shmos. In other words, they do mechuyif to pay for this.
You have to pay for the mevlod.
This is right.
Wait, what do you see about? Where do you see that you can't? That's a momentous payment to mevlod. Right.
So if you're paying, obviously
you're not supposed to do it. No, not necessarily true. That's not true. You could be a meshugana who goes around breaking things, and you pay $10 for it. And you pay $10. I'm sure there's some meshugana like that in the world who has this crazy. He likes to break things, and he pays for it. So okay, meshul tonight. We'll talk about it.
You could pay to destroy.
Right. People like to get their you get your anger out. Right. Okay. So Zok. Sorry. No problem.
If the pasuk says La Yosef La Kosa, which means Beis Din is supposed to give the guy 15 makos and they give him 16, the 16th is the lav.
Correct.
Okay. But doesn't that mean that the first 15 were not even in the parsha of a lav? So I don't understand the question. Why are we even talking about Beis Din and hitting? That's the whole point of the pasuk is that. You, based in who I am telling you, are allowed to give 15 makos for X crime.
Good.
If you do one more, that one is a punishment.
I agree with you. When they give them the first 15, is the pshat that they're also subjected to the prohibition, but they have a permissible?
Why would it be? Then you wouldn't need the issue of
you still would.
Lo-yosef.
You still would need the issue of for extra, for additional.
Lo-yosef says that you don't. Lo-yosef
means you don't. Meaning you don't that permissibility that you have for the first 15, you don't have for the 16th.
Only does the first 15, you don't get the.
This is you're in good company,
David. This is good. This is hutra d'chuya. This is good old fashioned hutra d'chuya. Meaning, think about it like that. Is the Torah never included? The Torah included it, but gave you permissibility. So your question is, well, why would the Torah do it that way to prohibit you and give you permissibility? The simple answer is because the Torah prohibited the action. The action is hitting, so you are hitting. So the Torah only can give you permission to break it, but the Torah can't say you're not included in the issue.
Okay.
It is. Machlokes Achronim, something to think about.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
And according to what you were saying before about that there's no issue to hit somebody in the Torah. So if
No. There's no issue to damage property in the Torah. There is an issue to hit someone in the Torah. That's Lo Yosef.
Yeah. We don't learn it out from there from in Shmos where you get the five fins. You know, Nezik, you got
to
pay for
it. I don't say it's awesome. It means you have to pay.
So you mean if I'm waiting for the possibility of Yosef, I would think that if I want to go ahead and hit somebody, if I'm willing to pay
How do you know that? Right. So we have an issur of Lo Yosef that tells me you're not allowed to hit people, but we don't have an issur that says you're not allowed to damage property.
Right, but I'm saying, but based on the other thing, you'd be able, if I want to go ahead and hit somebody and pay the nezek tzari...
Without Lo Yosef, it would be. Right.
Really?
We have,
it's mutter?
No, but now we have Lo Yosef.
Right, but I'm saying without Lo Yosef.
Yeah, why not? I don't know. Yeah. Same thing with Hezek. Obviously, listen, I'm not going to give the guy shlishi on Shabbos and be mishadach with him if he goes around beating up people, but...
If he gives enough yalter
shur. I'm saying, as long as he's not over any suru. Okay, so let's see Reb Chaim. Zok Reb Chaim Akasha. Dr. Reb Chaim like this. Reb Chaim is very bothered by this above Rambam. We have a Gemara, we have a Rambam. The Rambam says, you're only oisa about Tosif when it's derech nitzayon. when it's like, again, I still haven't found a good word to translate Nitzoyon, but it's more like a fighting, you know, non-productive type of hitting. It's not I'm mad at you, I'm angry at you.
Malevolent.
That's a good word, okay. That's a word I would not think of on my own. But that's a good word, okay. So Zokter Rab Chaim like this, number four. He says, "V'hinei Rambam Hishvid Din Zed Mekivin." Okay, the koach etetin nafshe kosvim yemalkas mardis gabe oichol matzah be Pesach ukishen daikvash Rambam bedin malkas mardis yes. V'hinei three lines in. V'hinei bedin chavol of the hakka. Everyone see it? Like three lines in. Doctor Rambam, Doctor Pchaim. When it comes to chavol and hakka, kosvim Rambam hamakes chaveri derech nitzo oiv beloisase. Doctor Loshin the Rambam. V'yesh lachkor. Doctor Pchaim achakiru. Im hutnai b'hachevtsa shalachiv, the davke hakko derech nitza chayeves rachmono, is the pshat, that according to the Rambam, it's a tnai. Hitting is not asr. Hitting for the specific reason is asr. But the mere act of hitting is not asr. It's a tnai. When the Torah prohibited hitting, it didn't just prohibit hand-to-hand contact, it prohibited hitting with a certain intent.
What's the difference between
nitza and tzoyim? Same thing. It's the same thing. So, let's say you have a hitting that's permissible. Kigoin, Shabezdin, Vahava Makes Benoi, Vahava Reides Talmidoi, Nishtana Behachevta Shal Hakko. The Hakko Kazush Eina Derech Nitza Lav Hakko De Isuru. Meaning, Zot of Chaim, like we were saying, that when you're doing it not Derech Nitza, it's not the Pshad that you have a head to do it, the Pshad is it's not us in the first place. It's not part of the Isur of Hakko, it's not Hakko. Hakko doesn't mean physical hitting. It means with a certain intent, reason, background. The Meilos Zokter B'Chaim. In the case where you don't have that, it's not included in the Yisur. Very
kishmak. This is because he's trying to explain the Rambam.
That's right, because he's playing off the Rambam's Derech Nitzah. So Zokter B'Chaim, but v'ktsas tzorachim migemar diksubis. Says B'Chaim, but if you're going to go like that, our Gemara is problematic. Why? It says in our Gemara, malach avolosh ken hutra mechol lebezdim. Said our Gemara. Our Gemara said, well, the lav of Lo Yosef is different. Because the law of Lo Yosef has a permissibility when you're in the context of Bezdin. V'rektib Chaim, v'alei b'cheftza shal esura da'akos derech nitza le'hutra klal. V'rektib b'bezdin lav derech nitza hi. V'rektib Chaim, what are you talking about?
Like
a motion. Exactly, not like a motion. V'rektib Chaim, you're bringing me a raya from Bezdin? When Bezdin hits, it's not the pshat that Bezdin hits, but it has a permissibility to get around Lo Yosef. It's not Lo Yosef when Bezdin hits, because it's not derech nitzayin. So, Frektib Chaim, if Derech Nitzoyin is the definition of the love of Lo Yosef, how do you learn our Gemara? When Bezdin gives Malchus, that's called Derech Nitzoyin? Of course it's not Derech Nitzoyin. So, this Reb Chaim is exactly the opposite of what we just read from Reb Moshe Feinstein. Reb Moshe Feinstein says, no, when Bezdin hits someone, that's called Derech Nitzoyin. Reb Chaim is arguing. And I hear Reb Chaim much stronger.
You're hitting for Malchus.
Malchus, right. I mean, L'chayra, Reb Chaim was learning the Gemara Kipshutai. Bezdin's giving Malchus. And Reb Chaim said, well, you see from the Gemara that when Bezdin gives Malchus, that's really Osir, but it's Mutter. Frekt Reb Chaim, it's not really Osir in the first place. It's not Derech Nitzayin. And according to the Rambam, it's not Derech Nitzayin, it's not Lo Yosef. So it's not Lo Yosef. You don't have a raya that the love of Lo Yosef is Hotu Mechol Bezdin, because whenever Bezdin's doing it, it's not the love of Lo Yosef.
So according to this, maybe you'd have to say, I think we talked about last week, that the Malkus of Bezdin is to teach
exactly
going forward.
You're
going
to have to learn not like the Chassam Sofer, you're going to have to learn more like, you have to learn like the Chassam Sofer, not like Rabbi Chanan. Exactly. Because this kash is a very strong question. How can the Gemara say that the love of Bezdin is Hutra Mechlola if according to the Rambam, when Bezdin hit, there's not even a love in the first place? Why? Because it's not Derech Nitzah. It's not Derech Nitzah, Derech Nitzayin. According to the Rambam, you're not in violation of Lo Yosef. So you're not in violation of Lo Yosef. You can't tell me that this is Lo Yosef, just Mutter. It's not Lo Yosef in the first place. Very strong kasha for Reb Chaim.
We talked about Chamish Dvarim, either when they have to pay.
The Rambam was Mechadish this. Yeah, he made up this Chiddush.
But I mean, there's so many other things he would have to kind of.
Right, because again, in the Psukim, you don't see anything about that. The Torah says, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. Go on. It doesn't say why, what, when.
But that's. In terms of.
No, for payment, it might be different. He was just talking about for the Isser, for the love.
How could you have you could have pain without having Isser?
I don't know. You can have it the other way around.
Yeah.
You can have momentous without the love. No, you could have. Yeah, sure. Let's say it's a kosh, a mashav, a pruta. Let's say you hit a guy and there's not a pruta with a damage. So there'll still be malchus and there won't be momentous. So you have it that way. I don't think you have it the other way. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. This was last week we were supposed to cover, which we didn't. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara for a second. The Gemara is trying to figure out how we learn out Momon, Mishal, and Milkul Lucky. So the Gemara had a line over here. The Gemara said, maybe Momonus is Lakula. So the Gemara, let's just read a little bit more Gemara to say we learned some Gemara today. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'imim Mayna Lakula, Shkenhoto Mechol Bebezdin, Elo Goma Me'idim Zoymim. New Makar. We learn out from Edom Zaymim. Ma Edom Zaymim de Ika Mammon Malkis. Just like in the case of Edom Zaymim. There could be Mammon and there could be Malkis. And still, Mammon Mishalom Milki Lelaki. In that case, you give the money and you don't get Malkis. Av Kol Hecha, so too, whenever de Ika Mammon Malkis. Mammon Mishalom Milki Lelaki. The Gemara switching gears. We're not learning from Chavala, we're learning from Edom Zaymim. So there's a Rashi over which I partially don't understand. Rashi writes, Elogoma Edom Zaymim number 6, B'memetzino. We're learning with a memetzino. Vus vilt Rashi. I partially don't know what Rashi wants. As opposed to what other limud would I've learned? Xer Shava? Kavachoyme? What other limud would I've used? And it's funny, when the Gemara says we're learning from Chavala, Rashi doesn't pipe it and says, memetzino. Why by Chavala did Rashi not feel the urge to tell me?
Because Edom Zaymim is a chiddush. So yeah. You would say a memetzino wouldn't work in such a case because Edom Zaymim. How could you compare? How could you do a binyana from a halacha that's a chiddush?
And the teretz is you could. I hear. So I was thinking along the lines of Seth that maybe that chavala and our gemara are a little bit more comparable because in our gemara you are being chayvel this girl when you're ma'anis mafata a girl there is a chavala element to what you're doing to her as opposed to Edom Zaymim. Edom Zaymim is a very unique and we'll get into this blinada next week. Yeah. It's a victimless crime. Because it's all kasha zama, but like kasha rasa, there's no one really suffered over here. Right. So again, you could debate that you put the person through all that, we'll talk about it. Yeah,
and you wasted the time of Bez. You wasted
Taisus Baba Kama Davdalad.
I don't know where, but
yes, good. We'll get to it. But Linette, we'll get to Taisus Baba Kama Davdalad. We'll get to it. It's on the paper today. Good. It's an important point. The Aris is pointing out there is one exception to the rule. The only normally we say kasher zomim v'lay kasher asa, which means the whole edim zomim is only attempted. If it actually went through, you don't become chayiv except mamanis.
I think it's in Malkus.
I came across it in Baba Kama Dav Dalet. We'll see. It's the Ramshif by us quotes the Taisus in Baba Kama Dav Dalet. That's right.
If the person paid,
if the guy actually went through with it, let's say you testified on Ruvain that he owes Shimon money and he actually paid him.
Right. Then you could undo that.
Good. So Taisus in the Baba Kama Dav Dalet says that can be undone. So we'll come back to that. But generally speaking, Kasher Zomim is talking about massive chiddush. So maybe that's what I was thinking. Maybe that's what Rashi wants. That to compare Oynus Umufata to Edom Zoyimim, that's like apples to oranges. To compare Oynus Umufata to Chavola is not so far off. They're in the epis of the same ballpark. So Rashi didn't have to write Memetzu. But now when you come into something like so far off, Edom Zoyimim is mamish so far off. Just to make it even more complicated, what's the law by Edom Zoyimim? It's general loisane. It has nothing to do with Edom Zoyimim. It has to do with lying. You can't lie in court, period. It's an issur to lie. And that kasha zomam is because you tried to. So there are a little bit differences between...
You did lie.
You lied.
You lied.
You lied. Now, the nice thing about Edom Zoyimim is that not every Edom Zoyimim is going to always have a monetary obligation. Right? You can testify in a guy, not that he caused someone else a loss of money. But by chavola, 9 out of 10 times, every chavola is going to have a lav and mamonis together. So that makes mamonis already in its own category. Now, oynis mafata, back to our Mishnah, not every time a guy is ma'anis a girl is it going to be his sister that carries malchus. I would assume most of the times he's probably not ma'anis mafata, his sister. So that, again, makes it a little bit more comparable that they're not two things that are always stuck together. They're two things that happen to have come together. Big difference, right? I was waiting for someone to ask me this kasha. How could the Gemara learn from Chavala? Chavala is every time you damage someone, two payments come right away. And when the two payments come right away, the terrorists make a decision which one. But in our Gemara, not every single time you... What?
Two punishments, right.
But in our Gemara, not every time you ma'anis a girl, the two punishments come down. If you ma'anis the girl down the block, or mefata the girl down the block, there's no malchus, just mumminish. Now, it happens to be you ma'anis a sister, you ma'anis an aunt. So now, we have to figure out what happens when these two worlds collide. So that's the same thing to learn from Chavala. Chavala pshat is the Torah built it into the system. Because 99.99% of the time, Chavala has two together, and then the Torah told us what to do when these two things come in conflict. Because it's not a conflict. It's a built-in conflict. Mm-hmm. It happens every time. Now, Edom Zoyimim is not like that. Edom Zoyimim is not every single time you do Edom Zoyimim, you have to pay money. Mm-hmm. The only time you do Edom Zoyimim is it would happen to have been a monetary case, and you lied, so then those two things come together. That's just why, in the picture of comparisons, I think Edom Zoyim is a little better of a comparison. Now, what's the pircha? What's the pircha in Edom Zoyim? So the Gemara says, no, Edom Zoyim is also no good. Now, first of all, I was waiting for someone to ask me, Edom Zoyim is a knas. Achloikis in the beginning of Makis. Edom Zoyim is a minor, Edom Zoyim is a knas. So if Edom Zoyim is a knas, you can't learn from knas. So what's the easy answer to that one?
But our
Gemara is also talking about knas, right? At least part of it is also knas, Right? Part of it, not all of it, but part of it is knas, right? There's the 30, there's the shloshim, which is the chamishim, which is knas. So in our sugya, we're also talking about knas. Okay.
Is Eid Mazomim knas only in the mominous part, or even if he wanted to cause malchus to the person, he gets malchus instead? They ate him, or they get...
We're talking about the mominous part of it. Yeah. Well, okay. Blinette, we're going to get back to a lot of more Malkus stuff later. But let's go to the Gemara first. Let's do a little bit more Gemara. So, like the Gemara, Malay dim zoimim, the ikka mominous Malkus, my Mishal Mikulaki, I've collected the Gemara, Mishal Mikulaki. The Gemara says, no, Malay dim zoimim, she can ain't it, Srich and Hasra. This is Gavaldin. Adim zoimim don't need Hasra. You don't warn the guy before he walks into the bezin. You know, if you lie, you're going to get Adim zoimim. He just walks into the bezin and he lies. So since there's no Hasra, Memela, it's a different type of Isser. What's the obvious Kasha?
Don't they always ask
where were you, what time was it? Yeah, they do. But they're not going to say beforehand, but you know, if you lie, you're even Lysan.
At that point, they don't.
Doesn't sound like it, right? So my son claimed this to me yesterday. He misbehaved and I punished him. He told me he didn't warn me first. I told him, Eidim Zoyim Techiach. He had no idea what I was talking about. I told him, Eidim Zoyim doesn't need Asura. You also don't need Asura.
No, old one.
I said, you know, you don't need Asura. I told you, don't need Asura. Sometimes you don't need Asura. Who else doesn't get Asura? Every mumminus doesn't get Asura. Every time you're about to rip a guy's shirt, some guy comes to you and says, don't rip your shirt. You're gonna... No, of course not. Never happens like that. So what do you mean? Eidim Zoyim is the only one who doesn't have Asura? All of Chesh Mishpat doesn't have Asura. So what's the Pircha de Gemar? Oh, Zakti Gemara, Eidim Zayim is such a special Isser because it's such a weak Isser because no Asra. Lo Yosef never has Asra.
They
do take a shuru. Okay.
That's like they're giving themselves the Hasra, right?
Okay, maybe. We'll talk. We'll see.
But
we'll talk about that also.
But Eidim can cause not just monetary, it can cause corporal punishment.
That's true. It could.
So there's no other case of corporal punishment.
Oh, good. So let's see. So
no, maybe by Chavala you only get Malkus if this is Hasra.
Okay, good.
It'll be mominous, but it won't be Malkus.
We got all the Turetzim ready. Okay, we're good. We're ahead of the game. So let's go take a couple steps back. The Gemara has a line over here. Imemayna lekula. If mominous is more kal. So Fektech Sam Sefer, I don't get it. Kasha alai me'oid. Fektech Sam Sefer number 7. Shashas nistapik imemayna kal imalkus. The Gemara is actually not sure which is the more hard or softer of the two punishments. Void, given that Medina Hakosh Yesh Bapruta, I Pacham Shava Pruta, right? When it comes to money, it could be anywhere from a Pruta upwards. MK and Shemamino del Pomim Yeshko Mama de Shava Pruta Malamites Hakosh Albaz. Sometimes you'll have a payment which is much larger than the 39 Malkus. Vyesh Mama de Kalki and Hakosh Shava Pruta, Pshita, Daimama Kam, Malamites Hakosh. Right? I don't get the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara is a back and forth. Which one's stricter, which one's weaker? What type of kash is that? Depends on the situation. Sometimes it'll be stronger, sometimes it'll be weaker. Well, what's the Gemara Shaila? Kam loshen ashas im emayna lekula. Hav leloimer im mamon kal. What do you mean if mamon is lekula? Say, is mamon weaker or is mamon stronger? So Chassam Sefer writes like this. Okay, niru leniz dayit ena chanami. Tebechoyvel ikka lepamim mamon lekula u lepamim lechumra kefi esach kanal. Says Chassam Sefer, the Gemara doesn't know. There's no clear-cut answer. It goes case by case. If the guy damaged $3, 30 cents worth of damage, so then he'd rather pay the money than get the malchus. If the guy has made off type of bill of, whatever, billions of dollars, whatever it is, so he'd rather get the malchus than pay back that kind of money. So Dr. Chassam Sefer, the Gemara Pasha doesn't have an answer. Because it's going to go, it's mamish subjective case by case. That's how Dr. Chassam Sefer learns the Gemara. So what's the Gemara's point? The Gemara's point is that I could just go both ways because I don't really have a clear-cut definition of which one's which because it's going to depend on case by case basis. That's the Chassam Sefer's answer. But the Chazinish has a more lamdish pshat. So the Chazinish, no, there's a lamdish shayla over here. What's the lamdish shayla if mominus is more kal than malchus, or malchus is more chomer than mominus? What's the shayla? So the Chazinish, beautiful, number 8. He says, Yeshua.
Whether the guy...
Yeah, yeah.
I would think whether it's negated to the other guy. He gets the money here.
No. Very good. So the Chazinish, the shayla of the Gemara is not what most people want. Because that, you can go out and poll 100 people, find out what they want. Zot HaChazanish, the Shah of the Gemara is, what's Bezdin's responsibility? Bezdin's in a tricky place over here. They have a guy over here who did a crime. He needs a patch. Why? Because that patch, like Rabbi Chanan said, will give him an Oynish and give him a Kapar. So you think, give the guy the Malkus. But you have a family over here that's out $3 million. Hmm. So if you give the family the $3 million, you make them happy. Right. But this guy's now stuck without a kapara. If you give this guy a kapara, you have a family that's after $1 million. So the shayla in the Gemara is not which one hurts more, which one. It's which one should Bezdin feel the urge to give to accomplish a benefit for society. That's how the Chazon Ish learns the Gemara.
Yeah, but according to the Chazon Ish, wouldn't I think that it's more to benefit this, the family? Because at the end of the day...
That's a very subjective way of looking at it.
Oh, you mean because this guy may keep doing it?
No, this guy needs a punishment. The guy did an Avera. He's also, lahav deal. The guy shows up to a crash on the highway, and there was a drunk driver, and there was an innocent person driving the car, and both need medical treatment. Who are you going to save? Who's the EMS going to save first?
They should save the innocent person, not the drunk driver.
What if the innocent person is a problem, and the other guy is a doctor who's saving lives, or whatever.
These are very tough decisions to make. No. I don't know what the right or wrong.
Whoever is in the most life-threatening situation.
So I said, these were the big shilohs. No, that was a different shiloh. These were the big shilohs that Rabbi Weiss talked about when COVID started. Like two people come in, who gets the respirator? Those are all those. Here it's a question of not
Moshe one. Walter, by the way, gave that share that time in 2014 in place of you here.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. I know that when you have two things.
Good person to be Malcolm McCain.
Right,
I'm happy here.
No, I'm telling you.
What time was that
share?
What? 2014. That wasn't it. That was in the other.
No, it was here. It was here.
2014.
He gave it when he had his grandparents. Was Nifter.
2014.
So it was the last minute filler. Am I right?
I can't remember 2014. I can't remember yesterday.
No, he gave that chair. No, yeah, which one do you do?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So this shiloh, again, that's a shiloh when you have to save one of the other. Yeah. How did he come out?
Listen to the shiur. It's online.
Tell mine. That's all that counts.
Michael, by every time I go to attention, I want to deal with
you. So, ask me what I ate 10 minutes ago.
But the Chazon Ish's question is, you have a moral dilemma. Where you have to figure out, what am I doing? Am I working on the nichla? This yisod of being chayva al nichla is mefarsha taisis, you're supposed to get to on page 2. But it's a very yisod of sticker shayla, the way the Chazon Ish looks at this. You can only do one. Who am I trying to accommodate? The family that's out $3 million or the guy that needs a kapar? So again, if all of us were polled, we'd say, the guy who gets malchus, we don't care about him. But lamaisa, that's not the way the Torah looks at things. It's not like we spoke about in the beginning. The Torah has a different way of looking at things. So
by the way, according to Chazon Ish, if I'm the one who is hurt, do I really care that this guy...
But it's not up to you. It's not about what you... Meaning, chumren kula is not what you feel or what he feels. It's what Bezdin has to decide to do. Bezdin has to either be machmir and give the stronger punishment to give this guy a tshuva, a kapara, and set him on his way.
What's right? Because at the end of the day, I lost out.
Yeah, but that's the question. What's right? Mm-hmm. It's all very subjective. So Dr. Chazon Ish, number 8. The Yeshlamer de Be'emes Yesh Chumra Be'malkish Eina Be'momen. Chumra doesn't mean more pain. It means there's a maila, there's a benefit to giving malkus She'ein Be'momen. Why? The Yesh Chumra Be'momen She'ein Be'malkus. The Iker Einish Momen Hu L'Shalm L'mi She'hezik V'loi L'chaser Es Hamazik. Very important. So Dr. Chazon Ish, when you pay money, it's not because the Torah wants the mazik to lose. It's because the Torah wants the nizik to get what he lost. For Oynish Malkus, meaning, so when the guy pays, he's not like Bimakayim and he grace a tikkunim over here. When the Mazik pays the $3 million that they cheated the guy out of, it's because you caused the loss of $3 million. You have to be Malah his chesreine, not because you need to go through a cleansing process of losing money.
Mm-hmm. So that,
exactly. For Oynish Malkus, hula hakiv, hula halkois, es hachoite. That sounds just like Rabbi Chanan. That the purpose of Malkus is to hit and to punish the guy who did the crime. The Hilkach. Ki heche the Metzina Lameimah, the Malkus Chomer. We could say the Malkus is Muhammad, and we call Malkus in Moyni Mishalim. He's still going to pay Mamanus. Why? To be Malkus leifaisenu es hanizik. Malkus doesn't do anything for the nizik. Right? This guy is out $3 million, and you watch him get Malkus. You say very nice, but it's not going to be Mamala Maichasreinai.
Well, what's the process of the base in the first place? So a guy steals, cheats somebody. How does he get the baseman's attention?
He brings witnesses.
So the guy. So the nizik goes to Bezdin and says he stole $3 million from
him. Right.
Okay. So presumably his intent is to get Bezdin to get him the money back.
Sure.
Right.
100%.
But if he knows going into this that Bezdin's going to only give the guy Malkus and he won't get the money back, then he's just going there to get vengeance and it's the guy to be hit.
Most likely.
You might not
know. Or he doesn't know the halacha. One or the other. Yeah, you're right. Technically, you're right. If he knows the halacha, he knows it's a losing endeavor. He knows he's gonna. We happen to pass Mishalim ben Aloikin. We pass him that he pays and doesn't get Malkus. But there is a sheet in the Gemara that holds not like that. You're right.
In a way, it almost seems from this like, why should the Torah put Bezdin into this dilemma? There's two good worthy goals to be accomplished. Why does the Gemara? Why does the Torah limit Bezdin to only do one?
That's why according to Chazon Ish, the Gemara is so beautiful. Yeah. It's not a shiloh of go out and poll people. This is not a statistical question.
That's why
the Gemara is not true because it's a moral question.
What about the Knas?
The Knas payment is all about the victim and not about the...
Correct, right, 100%. That would be all about the victim in that case. Even more so...
No. The other way. No. It's all about the criminal. Sorry.
Ah, okay, good.
The purpose is not to give the victim money. The purpose is to take money from the criminal.
We'll get to that later the next week. We'll talk a little bit more about that. So Zog the Chazinish, Hachinam, Matzil, Meim, Badavgav, the Meim, the Chomer, Yeratulom, the Tashlum, and Bar, HaNezik, Chomer, Lontvei. The Mominus is more Chomer. Why? Because we want to give the money to the Nizek. We call Mok and Malki Loki, the Chafetz, Rachmona, the Musar, Hachoyte. It's mamish a moral dilemma. Which one should Bezdin do? Should Bezdin focus on the guy who's out the 3 million? Or should Bezdin focus on the guy who did the Aver? So, Belina, the next week, we'll talk more about the Shaila and hopefully get it more into Adam Zoyman Pesach.
Okay, Bezdin, yeah.